Ooh, welcome back to the PCU podcast.
What was that drawn out like? Nah, I'm James.
I'm Justin. And it's just the two of us today.
You know, this happens quite often.
Yeah, it does.
I just realized that.
I mean, look.
Like, you will leave in the middle of a podcast and Oscar's lazy and I think Ileana's just dead.
We started this on Thursdays and then we were like, well, not all of us can come on Thursdays, so let's switch to Wednesdays. And then...
apparently people can come on Wednesdays.
Yeah, so... fuck us, am I right?
Honestly, yeah. We just make it on Mondays. Where no one wants to go to anywhere.
Honestly, I just don't...
Justin's like, no.
It's summer vacation and, like, I don't want to do anything.
I know.
Like, literally before you came here, I was just, like, chilling in my bed watching My Hero Academia.
I walked in on that.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Can I say you're welcome?
Tomorrow, at the time of recording, tomorrow is the first day of San Diego Comic-Con,
which
2018.
Which I still have yet to go to, and that is on my bucket list.
That is on mine, too.
We'll cross that off one day.
I want to go so bad at San Diego Comic-Con. It, like...
There's a janitor at our school. Like, I remember one time I was wearing my, wearing one of my Captain America shirts, and I didn't have my sweater on for
the
first in my life.
Really well.
It's not gonna irritate the...
I don't think so. We're fine.
We'll find out.
Whatever. Deal with it. We're hot in here. I don't have any air conditioning.
But, they asked me, he's like, oh, like, you're actually in the comics? Or, like, you just have the shirt? I'm like, no, I'm gonna do it. He was like, yeah. He's like, this guy used to go, like, one of the janitors at school, Strip, used to go when it first started. And he went for, like, 30 years in a row.
That's insane.
Because he's a big fan of comics. He told me he has signed stuff from, like, Stan Lee and people who write comics and stuff like that.
Actually, there's a documentary on Hulu about Bill Finger, who was the original creator of Batman. And it shows what the first San Diego Comic-Con looked like.
He went... the guy that I was talking to?
Yeah.
He went to the first one.
It was literally just, like... I can't remember if it was, like, just, like, a bar or if it was, like, a small, like... like, ballroom in, like, a hotel. I can't remember what it was, but it was something like that. It was, like, really small.
Yeah, he told me, like, he said he hasn't gone in a few years just because of the fact that it's, like, been a lot less about comics and it's more, like, anime. It's, like, it's everything now, which isn't a bad thing.
It's not horrible, but it kind of, like,
it defeats
the purpose in the name of it. I mean, I just went to the Anime Expo, and a lot of it was anime, but there were a lot of, like, Disney stuff, and there's a lot of comics and like Marvel and stuff like that.
Tokyo Disney is becoming very big.
It is, yeah, but then I don't know. I thought that con was a good
master. Like, they're actually selling like Tokyo stuff like in Anaheim now, in the Disneyland Anaheim.
Oh, really?
Some of the stuff is coming from
Tokyo,
Japan. I mean, the Japan Disney.
No, I would love to go to San Diego Comic Con though, but since I can't go.
I would love to go to San Diego.
I just went, actually. It was... San Diego isn't... San Diego ain't that special.
But it's nice over there.
It's nice, but...
I barely get out of...
We went to...
The farthest I go is Anaheim, alright?
We went to Old Town, San Diego. And, like... I'm Mexican, but I'm very whitewashed. I felt so out of place there. Because I was like... this is my heritage, but, like, I don't know anything.
Me.
No, I think San Diego is mostly known for Comic-Con. We both can't go to Comic-Con, but, there's one thing that can get me involved with it, and that's the exclusive, like, items that are getting shipped at stores. I collect Funko Pops,
I slightly collect Funko Pops. I'm getting back into it.
Yeah, I need to help you set up your game.
I'm getting back into it, alright? Look, I'm broke.
So am I, but that doesn't stop me. Are you kidding? I'm dropping, like, over $40 tomorrow on, like, three of them.
Oh, what, you can't pay for your Disney Pass?
No!
Okay, just...
But, yeah,
I'm more of, like, Disney Parks collector, if I can say anything.
I mean, they have Disney Funko Pops.
I know they do, but I'm, like, a Disney Parks collector.
Whatever.
Which I do want the Golden Collector.
I was actually there with you when I almost bought it.
You should have. I was, like, I was gonna be the Satan tempting you in here, like, hey, bitch.
I think then I was saving for an Anime Expo.
Yeah, you were. Let me buy Mike Wazowski.
Yeah, that fucked me over. I still use it.
But... I used it every day. I was like, I need water.
That's insane.
Whenever I make popcorn, it's either I put it in my alien guy
or my soul.
Yep. I'm like, I paid for it. I'm using it. My family laughs at me, and they're like, yeah, there's not. I'm like, I paid $10 for both of these, all right? Like, shut up.
No, but speaking of San Diego Comic-Con, there are some rumors coming out about what's going to be happening at San Diego Comic Con.
It happens quite often. They already have an outlet on
it. Yeah, it's right there. The biggest one is people are saying that an Aquaman trailer is coming out.
Which I can... Yeah, I think it's happening.
From what I understand, the movie was done back in October of last year. And we've gotten nothing. It's been, what, November, December, January, February, March.
Oh, we got confirmed that Black Manta was in it.
That's a confirmation. A couple things that are confirmed for Aquaman are... It's 3/4 underwater.
Black Manta.
Black Manta. Comes out in October. Do we have a date? Is it October 19th?
Do we have a date? Do we have a release date? I'm gonna look it up.
Fact check that.
That's...
Oh my god. We got a little bit of the plot.
Did we?
The main gist of the plot is... Well, not really. We got kind of like... Oh,
well, we're off.
What is it?
It says December 21st.
Shut up. I thought it was October.
Guess not.
Wow, okay. Either that changed or we're just dumb.
That changed or this is wrong.
That too. No, the movie was done in October. We haven't gotten any kind of snippets... Or kind of any, we haven't seen anything from the movie. People are hoping that this SDCC, we're going to be getting it. I think we will, although I don't think it's going to be a lot.
I'm hoping we will, because DC, please, you need to do something. Marvel's just been kind of butt-fucking you this entire year.
I mean, DC hasn't put anything out.
They haven't. What's the latest release?
The last release was Justice League.
That was
back in
early last year? Like mid last year?
I think so.
Or was it like October?
I think it was like
I think it got released around the time of Thor. It just feels like it's been
forever. It was during Thor.
It just feels like it's been forever.
Yeah, and then god.
Yeah, you guys got smacked by Thor, I'm sorry.
Which by the way, I finally watched it.
You finally watched
it? It's amazing.
It's great, yeah, I love it.
I fell in love with Korg.
I think everyone fell in love with Korg. I think he's probably dead.
I found out that the director, Taika Waititi, he voiced Korg and he's getting his own Funko Pop for SDCC.
That's dope.
Along with the Aquaman director, James Wan, who's also getting a Funko Pop.
That's dope. Where's James Gunn's?
He has one.
Does he?
Yeah.
Sick. I didn't know that. I'm not caught up with that.
And you also know what I found out, too? James Gunn's brother played Kraglin in Guardians 2.
Oh, you didn't know that?
I didn't know that.
I knew that. That thing I did know.
I didn't know that. Like, I found that out and I was like, what the fuck?
Another interesting director thing. It's completely off topic. You know Edna's voiced by Brad Bird? The director.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That meme-ish voice. His voice is coming from the fucking director. It's great.
It kind of sounded man-ish, but like... It was enough to where it did sound female. It sounded like a drag queen voice.
I mean, look at the business she's in.
Yeah. Also, this is kind of... I don't know if this was like a rumor that everyone really talks about, but it's kind of thing we were thinking is Captain Marvel trailer.
I'm praying. Or an Avengers 4 trailer. I'm cool with either one.
I don't think we'll get Avengers 4 yet. I would say Avengers 4... towards November, December. What they might do if they're smart is put the trailer out during Aquaman's release to get hype over Marvel and then people forget about DC.
This is probably what they're gonna do.
If they're smart, they'll do that. With Captain Marvel, I would say they'll probably put something at
San Diego Comic Con, yeah. Probably. They just wrapped filming a few months back.
They gotta probably at least have something done. Like a little bit of it.
Yeah,
enough to show it.
Yeah. And like, what, Aquaman finished October and they're barely releasing something in mid-July?
Well, to be fair, they did have to reshoot a lot of things.
That's DC in a nutshell, yeah, actually. Suicide Squad reshoots. Justice League got a few reshoots.
Mostly because of Henry Cavill.
Yeah. Because Superman's a dick and doesn't want to shave his fucking mustache. At the same time, he was doing another movie, so I can kind of understand it.
To be honest, though, I didn't, like, notice his upper lip until someone pointed it out.
Dude, I know. It's so fucking
clear. I didn't notice it.
I was like, this is... Stop.
Jeez. And I was doing a review for my school, so I was like, I paid close attention to the movie. I guess I didn't pay that close of attention to it.
Like his upper lip looks retarded. Please fix it. The only time I ever read school paper is when I was part of it. Or if you were like, I need you for a quote, I'm like,
Yeah, I put you in pretty much every single story that I did. It was either you or Oscar.
I was like, never played this game. Gotta act like I did. That was me for Battlefront 2. You're like, I need someone for Battlefront 2. I'm like, I never played the game. You're like, I know you like Star Wars. I'm like, microtransactions are ass.
That's kind of all I needed. Honestly, that's what I needed.
That's all you need to know about that game from Battlefront 2. I heard they are kind of no longer doing microtransactions, or they are. I don't know. I'm confused. That's a mess.
I don't think we're getting anything gaming during SDCC. If we are, that's not
horrible, but I think we got all of it during E3.
That's the main gist of it. Nintendo Directs are coming soon. I doubt we'll get one around SDCC, but...
What else? We can get a Walking Dead Season 9 trailer. I need to catch up on The Walking Dead. That's something we can get.
That honestly doesn't even interest me. I'm not a fan of zombie anything.
Well, I like The Walking Dead. I just need to catch up on it.
Whatever.
Hopefully Andrew Lincoln's there and it's just one big fat prank and Rick isn't really leaving.
I don't even know.
Show is slowly dying.
The one thing I'll say, though, is that no matter what comes out or what doesn't come out during SDCC, the fans are not going to be happy. They're going to be very salty about it. Which leads into our main topic for the podcast.
Toxicity in fandom.
Yeah. So, this came up a couple weeks ago. I was watching a YouTube. And
you're watching a YouTube?
I'm watching a YouTube. And it was a video about how toxicity in fandoms ruins it for not only people within the community,
also people trying to get into the community.
Exactly, which
is very.
I have a couple things about.
Before we get into this, I have this weekly thing that I randomly do, which is my random Disney update.
Oh yeah, go ahead.
Yesterday I was there at Disneyland.
Were you really?
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't even tell me.
Well, your pass isn't paid.
You're not wrong, but go ahead.
But it was the 63rd anniversary of Disneyland.
I did see some happy birthdays.
I missed the parade where all the rare characters came out.
That's your fucking fault.
I'm very upset. Something did come in stock, and just something I did promise you a while ago.
Me?
It's back in stock. Here you go.
What is this?
What is it? Open it and find
I fucking hate you. I hate you so much. These are actually really cool, though.
It is the gay pride ears that I promised Justin.
For those of you who don't know, I am a homosexual, or of the sort, and...
Me and my cousin promised we'd go have some gay pride ears for him, and they came back in stock.
Oh my god.
So, we have them for him.
Is this Robert?
Yeah, me and Robert won't have.
Robert, for listening, thank you so much. I appreciate that. I feel celebrated.
You are celebrated.
Even though you guys say fag like every other word. That's cool.
You know what? You don't get offended.
I honestly don't. I'm one of those people who, like, will silently be offended, but I won't say anything.
Silently because... Tell me something. No. I don't want to be an asshole.
No.
I got to wear them for the rest of the podcast.
No, I'm not going to wear that for the rest of the podcast.
Wear it for the rest of the podcast.
I'm not wearing the rest of the podcast.
I got them for you.
I'm not wearing
$17 hard-earned dollars.
It's only 17 bucks.
17 something.
That's all these are? I thought there were more.
I thought there'd be more, too. He almost fucking paid 50 for them on eBay.
Okay.
They came back in stock. It was a dump.
You're welcome. Okay. Well, I appreciate that. That's actually really cool.
Yeah. I got you something. I got my cousin. I got myself something. I got a lanyard to finally do pin collecting.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. So.
Good for you.
That's Zerg. It's like it's a Buzz Lightyear one.
I have mine hanging up right there, I can show you here.
Most of them, I haven't bought. They were bought for me.
I bought my cousin a pin, too. He's okay, it's cars. Of course you would do. You would give me a cars one. You know it, okay. Ralph Wreckit. Stuff. Some nerdy Disney stuff. Fucking Olaf. Why do you have everything I hate on here? Even the angels, you have everything I hate in here.
Yeah, I know. This one was, this Olaf Christmas one was from my sister. I have these two Wreck-It Ralph ones.
Those ones are cool.
The 8-bit ones are from my brother. Those are cool. This one was from my sister, too. This one's my brother, I think it's my sister.
Alright, so we're throwing, like, majority of these away.
There's a hipster... I told you there's a hipster one that's there that I really want.
Including this fucking horrible lanyard.
Like, this guy... I do want another one.
This guy's dead. One of these guys are dead.
By the way, I'm talking to my family soon. I think I'm going to be starting to get my pass back in order.
That's a dub.
So.
Okay, go eat ass at Disney. But yeah, I didn't miss the parade with all the rare characters. So,
that's your own fault, though.
I know, I'm sad. I wanted to watch. I knew it was going down.
What were you doing?
I wanted to go on rides. You know how like Robert and Robert are? They're like...
Oh, Robert Square?
Yeah. They're like, oh, let's do rides instead of watching shit. I'm like, I just want to watch the fucking rare parade. I want to see like if Jessica Rabbit's going to show up or something.
I would have gone with you if I had my pass.
If you had to pass.
Mom, look what James got me. I feel so celebrated.
Oh, Christian was supposed to give
me
that, and you didn't go.
Yeah, well, I got mine now, bitch.
You better hide that from me.
Yeah, please do.
He went to a gay pride last year.
Last year.
And he only went one day because the car broke down.
That's his own fault. Yeah. By the way, guys, appreciate the cameo from my mom.
Yes.
What?
I appreciate the cameo from you.
Yeah, we're recording.
Oh. anyway.
I'll put it back.
Go ahead.
Alright,
let's go to our main topic, toxicity and fandoms. So watching this video, the guy pointed out a couple things. What did he... Oh.
Your 10th grade
My what?
Your 10th grade ideas.
Oh yeah, I came late, so they forced me to do that one. It was like, I looked disgusting. Anyway, so basically, for those who don't know and are dumb,
Jesus.
Fandoms are, the easiest way to describe it is, you like something, and you're part of that group that likes something. That's basically what a fandom is. Now, the reason why they're toxic, there's a couple reasons for that. Examples are unhappy with new things that come out for it, things that happen with it. You do it. I don't know, any other things that it doesn't close. Just leave it like that.
Struggling over here.
Wanna help me out here and a couple other things that
Okay, what'd you run down right now?
Basically like why there's toxicity in fandoms, mostly just new things that come out in the group in the whatever you're into, things that happen in it. Just
We're talking like, I guess the quantum of things, so like video game fandom, nerfs and buffs, piss people off.
Yeah, the main fandom that really gets mad or anything that has to involve video games is, like you said, buffs, nerfs, and all the other sorts.
New maps, changes.
New maps, new characters that are involved that change everything.
Like when Doomfist came out and he was fucking broken.
For Overwatch, yeah. Now, this guy said that the toxicity in fandoms turns people off.
I stopped playing Overwatch for a while because how toxic it was.
To me...
And then I ranked mid-gold and I came back because I'm bad.
To me, I don't think it's a valid excuse.
To stop playing?
To stop playing something. Or not stop liking something.
I mean, I never stopped liking Overwatch. I just stopped playing it.
I know. But, like, when people go as far to say, you guys have ruined the whole, like... the whole fandom or whole, like credibility of this certain thing, I think you're taking it way too far.
Well, it all depends, because, like, there's, I think one of the, I think the saltiest and worst fandom out there is probably the Star Wars fandom. I'm part of it, because I love Star Wars, but god damn, they're bad.
I mean, when, if you get one wrong piece of information, yeah. They go for your head.
Yeah, they fucking chew you out. They go for it. I mean, look, the actress, I apologize, for Rose had to quit social media because all the death threats she gave him. They made Hayden Christian quit acting because they hated that he'd play Anakin.
That's another thing, too. People who are in fandoms, the people are so passionate to the point where you are, like...
affecting the person.
The person who is doing it, doing, like...
acting
or like any involvement acting, in you
in your fandom, you make them like, quit. Like, why? That's their fucking livelihood.
They're doing you a favor.
Yeah, but they decided to be part of your thing. They didn't have to be. And you hate it or not, like, at least appreciate the time they gave to it.
The most recent one was Millie Bobby Brown, who plays 11 on Stranger Things.
I'm not there.
Oh, people were making memes about her and basically telling everyone that she was a homophobe and all the other, like, sorts. So she quit social media. She deleted her Twitter.
She's back, isn't she? She's on Instagram. I saw it the other day.
I think she just quit Twitter.
Oh, she's quit Twitter.
But still, like, that's going way too far.
Yeah, and she's, like, 13.
That's the crazy part, is that people don't care how old you are. Like, they'll go after you. Like,
she's barely a teenager. Come on, people.
Remember the Disney show Good Luck Charlie?
Yeah.
People were giving Charlie death threats because the show was ending. She was 3.
Why is that a thing?
That part I get, where, like, toxicity and fandoms, like, that's the part where it actually pisses me off.
Some of the toxicity is, like, insane. Like, giving a 2-year-old death threat, like, what is that gonna do?
It does nothing.
It doesn't do anything for you. It's not gonna change the fact the show's gonna end. Everyone's getting old. Deal with it.
It doesn't make you seem like you're the best, like, person in that fandom.
Just appreciate that the show was on, and Good Luck Charlie was actually a pretty good show.
You just look like an ass doing it.
Yeah, it's really what it is. And you're like, oh yeah, I'm gonna give this 2-year-old death threat, that'll prove my worth in this fandom. No, you're just giving the 2-year-old death threats. That's something. You're looking like a fucking asshole and probably a sociopath.
Now, another thing that really affects people is when they get something wrong, any kind of fact or anything wrong in their fandom. I am guilty of this.
I'm guilty of this when it comes to Disney.
Yeah, I will immediately correct someone when it comes to, like, Pokemon, Overwatch, or any kind of other, Harry Potter too. Any of the sorts,
we know Harry Potter. Me and Oscar fuck with you on that all the time.
Yeah, I will call someone out on it. I'm guilty of it. But that's just because I'm really passionate about it. But I still come out as a dick. And I know I'm coming out as a dick, but I just can't help it.
That's facts. Fuck with them, I call.
Now, there are excuses to this one certain. If you say you're part of the fandom and you get something so simple wrong, then you deserve to be called out on it.
Yeah, that's true. I guess to a certain degree. Some people forget. Like, I forgot the fucking tracer gun was the tracer gun.
Yeah, so I bought this is a perfect example. Last week we did the podcast, and before we were hanging out in my room, and I had bought a tracer gun, a replica tracer gun from Anime Expo. James looks at it, picks it up, and says...
I didn't pick it up. I looked at it.
Okay, well, he looked at it and says, is that the Mercy gun?
For the record, there's only one of them. Tracer usually has two. When I see a single gun, I'm used to D.Va or Mercy.
Me and Oscar immediately looked at him and were like, what the fuck? It's a fucking tracer gun.
I'm used to seeing two. Especially with the small pistol. If it was like one Reaper shotgun, I'd be like, that's a fucking Reaper shotgun. He's the only motherfucker with a shotgun in the game. Everyone else has small little fucking fart guns.
Not really.
What do you mean? You never played with Battle Mercy?
Yeah, I played Battle Mercy.
It's horrible.
She's actually great, and we're not going to get into that. Anyway.
Don't you ever say she's viable.
This is exactly what we're talking about with toxicity and fans, people.
That I'm Overwatch fucking...
That's another thing, too. People in, like, the fans will argue towards each other to see who's, like, the better one. You guys are equal.
You guys are in the same fucking fandom. Get over it.
Like, it makes no sense. What so fucking ever? I mean, I think we're both probably guilty of doing that.
Oh, yeah, I'm guilty with it with Disney.
But still, like, I feel like you know that you're doing it, and you feel like an ass. Kinda.
To
like, you half feel bad, half are like, no, fuck you.
Yeah, you got this wrong, go fuck yourself.
That Disney podcast was the best example for you on that one.
Yeah, oh my god, wait, which one, the Disney one?
Both of them. Let's be honest.
You're also fucking... Why is Toy Story... I'm still mad that Toy Story 2 was so low on all your guys' lists.
Okay, we're not going to get into this.
We could.
We could, but we're not going to.
Could show everyone my strong love for Toy Story.
I love Toy Story. Actually, it's one of my favorite movies. Like, Toy Story 3 is on top of my list.
No, I'm thankful for that. I could understand Oscars. Even though we didn't hear Oscars, by the way, it was Coco. I'm pretty sure we cleared that up in a different podcast.
Yeah, we did. In the podcast after we cleared it up, it was Coco.
It was Coco.
It
was an okay choice. I can understand for him. The one that threw me off was,
Mikey.
What was Mikey? It was Honest, too. I wasn't expecting Wally.
I wasn't expecting him either. I heard what Mikey's was. Oh, wait.
He didn't get a finisher because he had to leave.
No, he like...
I know he read it
He
off.
Ran through it, like, real quick, but I can't remember what it was.
Neither do I just remember Toy Story 3 was, like, 17, and I almost, like, stabbed a bitch.
Now, when...
I'm getting mad about it, thinking about it. Okay, change it, yeah. Change topic.
But when people get mad... Okay, so... Watching this video, the guy said this. When people who are so passionate sort of attack him or of the sorts, or like say something to him, it turns him away from that fandom. To me, I think it's a lame excuse. I don't think that's...
I'm the same way, because my friends wanted me to play this game called Rainbow Six Siege.
Okay.
That fucking community and fandom is fucking cancer. To me, anyway. Because it was my first game. And you can tell it's my first game. I'm a rank 1. I only have the one fucking operator.
Yeah.
Which is literally called Rook. Or like Rookie, whatever. No, it's called Rook. Recruit. There it is. Recruit's a different... Rook's a different operator. But, I was playing like 3 friends. And in that game, you can vote to kick people.
Yeah.
Which I can understand as a mechanic in the game. Because sometimes people are trying to throw and you're like, fuck this person. Get him out of here. That I can understand. But if you're voting to kick someone who's new to the game, how the fuck are they supposed to learn how to play said game?
I think it just takes...
I get learning a game takes time.
Yeah.
That's what you're going to say. But at the same time, how would you expect someone to come back if all they're going to do is keep happening is getting kicked and getting kicked and getting kicked just for being new?
To me, that would probably motivate me to play the game more.
No, I was like, I'm done. Like, I got voted to kick like 3 times. And I was with friends. And I was like, yeah, I'm out. I'm not playing this game anymore. And they're like, oh, why not? And I'm like... This is a waste of time. I'm like, I'm sitting here for 20 minutes to try to play a game and I get supposed to kick out of the first round. Then I have to wait for you guys to finish the game. Then I have to come back in and the cycle repeats. I'm like, I'd rather just go play Madden and rage at that, but at least I'm playing something.
I don't know. I think to me that, like, there shouldn't be anyone to make you, like, quit or not love something.
I guess I was new into it. I didn't really love it at the time.
I mean...
Like, I'd never leave the Toy Story fan.
One thing is, like, Overwatch, which is pretty toxic to a certain extent.
I took a break. Like, I took a good 3-month, 4-month break.
I only stopped because of school, and I had to try to play. But I never stopped playing. Even when I got to the point, I actually, like, cussed someone out because they were being such a dick.
Oh, sometimes, like, people say, like, fighting, but sometimes people are just... itching for it. So, like, if you want to go off on somebody, I'm not going to necessarily stop you.
Yeah.
They're being an asshole, but just don't be the asshole to initiate it.
Yeah, I mean, just to, like, I don't think anyone, like, I love Overwatch. There's nothing that the developers can do, my friends can do, or, like, the fan can do to, like, prevent me from doing that.
This actually kind of ties in well.
Oh.
It ties in very well to our topic. I just got a...
It was a...
I got a message from Yoshi Johnson.
Shout out to Yoshi.
Shout out to Yoshi Johnson for being part of
the podcast. Oh, my God.
And it was basically, like, it's a racial meme. It's a very...
But it's true.
And it was like white people telling black to conversation with a black person, white person conversation with a black person. It was like, Wakanda isn't real. And then black person responds, bitch, neither is Hogwarts. And it's like the white person like screaming.
It's Cameron Diaz screaming at him. Honestly, it's true though. That's another thing too. Fandoms, like, there's other fandoms that will fight each other.
Like DC and Marvel are the cream of the crop.
DC and Marvel are the top of that list. Where they will fight each other. An effort to, like, make the other one lesser than the other.
I will agree with this. This is one thing I will agree with. Someone told me DC Marvel fight to a certain extent. No, actually, no. I'm thinking about it now. I look back on it. No, I don't agree.
Makes sense.
No, it made sense at the time, basically when DC was popping off, like good comic after good comic after good comic after like actual comic reading comic, yeah. And like Marvel was just kind of meh. So at the time they were like, Marvel has DC beat in movies, and DC has it beat in comics. And I think now it's kind of like Marvel's kind of spanking that ass in both. I will always be Marvel over DC, and that's just kind of because of my brother. But I do love both. And I think that's one thing people need to understand with Marvel DC is like there's room to be part of both.
There is, honestly. I'm a fan of both. Like, I will say I am a Marvel guy, but I will root for DC because I always want them to do good.
I'm a Paul Heyman guy.
I hate you. That's another one. That's another one. Is you guys? Some of you guys are probably not even interested in this. The wrestling fandom—they're
fucking bad is too.
Horrible.
They're bad too.
I would say it's DC, Marvel, and then the wrestling fandom is right under it.
Ooh, Harry Potter, Star Wars.
No, that's Star Wars and Star Trek.
So yeah, okay.
Star Wars and Star Trek are like probably number three.
So then, if we're like pinning against each other, yeah, I guess the pros and the indies are like always butting heads.
Yeah, people in the wrestling community will fight over who the better wrestler is,
what the better promotion is, what the better everything is.
But yeah, they'll fight over any little thing.
You could be like, Asuka's costume was better when it was in the indies, and someone's like, no, it's better when it was in the pros, and it's just like, bro.
Yeah, I've seen people fight over costumes. It's ridiculous.
They fight over gimmicks. I can kind of understand.
Gimmicks make sense because a lot of them are repetitive. But still, what's another one? My friends,
next time if it's just me and you, we'll just invite Yoshi Johnson. We're gonna have a wrestling podcast.
I'm down for that, honestly. I'm like kind of still out of it, but I'm keeping up with it.
I'm completely out of it, so you're gonna have to probably refresh me and Yoshi because we're probably out of it.
You can probably stay for a little bit after this. You can probably watch a couple matches. If you want. Unless you want to walk the fuck home.
I don't. But then at the same time, I might go toss the pigskin later with the boys. Mm.
Yeah.
Sport fandoms. They're fucking cancer.
That's another one, too.
Sport fandoms.
And on that list, it's probably Angels and Dodgers.
Ooh. No, you've never met an Eagles and Cowboys fan arguing over their teams. Eagles fans are horrible. And I'm not just saying that because I'm a Vikings fan and people who listen to the podcast watch sports from like, 38-7, go fuck yourself, school, whatever. Yeah, no, you guys are horrible. Like, the NFL, let's put it this way. The Eagles are so bad to the point where they'll shit on a 100-year-old grandma who's a Vikings fan. Like, the NFL tweeted out, like, happy birthday for me. And she's been a Vikings fan her entire fucking life. Like, they invited her to Super Bowl because it was in Minneapolis. Like, she's dedicated. And there's Eagle fans commenting and tweeting, like, hope she dies, 38-7, blah, blah, blah. She's never going to live to see your team win a Super Bowl. I'm like, fucking relax, goddamn. Like, it ain't that serious. Yeah, you guys won a Super Bowl. Congratulations.
I'm not into sports very much, except sports entertainment.
I know.
But.
We talk wrestling all the time.
Yeah, we do. I'm going to miss that since you graduated.
I know. I just can't come in either.
I know, fuck.
Damn, you're kind of screwed. No one watches it.
I know.
Are they going to find that one cool freshman to watch?
No, probably not.
You're right.
I hate it. I hate freshmen.
I think I just broke the thing.
But, yeah, everywhere, any fandom will have toxic people in it. And I'm going to be honest with you, and you're going to hate me for this, but the homosexuals can come out of it real quick. I will watch RuPaul's Drag Race.
I've never paid attention to
that. Look at those three pops right there.
I never paid attention to that show. That's one thing you talk to Vivian about, because I know she loves it.
Oh, I love it. But people in there are the most gruesome people. The gays are gruesome.
Yeah, the gays are pretty bad.
As one, I will admit it. The gays are gruesome. You see me. You see me talk shit to someone.
You guys are gruesome. I think a lot of the LGBT community, no offense, I do support you guys.
No, I'm taking. A lot of us are fucking assholes.
Yeah, because we're dicks. Another thing I can't stand about the LGBT community, support you guys still, I don't want to come off like I'm bad, but you guys will try to, not, I'm just saying you directly, but you're a part of it, so I'm going to refer to it as you guys, will try to change someone's, like, character just because they're not gay or lesbian, or transgender, or whatever. And it's annoying. It's like, if the creator, I gotta repeat myself three times to make sure I even said that wrong. If the creator wanted to make them like that, they would have. But they made them hetero. Live with it.
What? God damn it. It's the gay agenda. Get over it.
No, but it was like, okay, I remember when, I think Winter Soldier came out, they're like, oh, they should make Captain America gay and have him be with Bucky. I'm like, no.
Oh, that's shipping. That's, everyone does that.
No, but they were legit pushing for it. Like, and yeah, they were shitting on, I think, the Russos.
That's not just the LGBT community, though.
But it's mainly
that's them. Straight girls, too.
Yeah, that is. I'm not saying it's not, but, like, it's like, a lot of the LGBTQ are, like, make this character, whatever.
No, shipping fandoms are, they're different than the LGBT, trust me, but shipping fandoms are, shipping fandoms are brutal.
They're brutal, but I'm saying, like, okay, like, minus the shipping thing, let's say, like, I think at one point they wanted to make Star-Lord gay, and I was like, why? They didn't ship him, they really wanted to make him gay.
I mean, they thought about doing it with Deadpool, but that's, like, canon.
Well, it is canon.
So, that makes sense.
Yeah, that's the one that made sense. I was like, oh, okay, I can see with Deadpool, because that's actually how he is.
I think it's more like, I love how we're talking about the LGBT community as if it's like a fandom now. Kind of is, but you know what? It's fine.
In a weird way.
In a weird way, it is. Oh my god, it really is.
There you go. You guys are kind of toxic, too. You guys are pretty toxic.
We are toxic. We are. I told you about Drag Race. Yeah. If you guys go on Reddit and look up anything RuPaul's Drag Race, you will see how, like, nasty it gets. Or Twitter. Twitter, too.
Twitter as a whole can be just insane.
Twitter is, like, the birth, like, the birthplace
of toxicity. Toxic,
toxic people.
Honestly, yeah.
So, like, if we're going to be completely honest, it's Twitter. Instagram, you can't really do it.
You should, like, bitch on Instagram and you get fucking banned.
That's so true.
Twitter is, like, more, like, I guess, freedom of speech, but at the same time, some of it can be really bad. And don't confuse freedom of speech or hate speech.
You can still get banned for it, but...
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, they're still fucking cool.
I think once a toxic person, always a toxic person.
That could be toxic. I'm not saying I'm not toxic, but I could be toxic when it comes to, like, Disney and sometimes Overwatch.
Oh, I'm toxic in the point where I'm very truthful, which comes out brutal.
So you're just toxic, it's okay.
No, I will admit, I am toxic, but to me, and to a lot of people, and I tell them they agree with me, I'm just very truthful, and it comes off very brutal.
Switch the fuck off, Anna. Your ass.
No, I'll never say anything like that. I think I said it, like, once or twice.
That's me. That's me every fucking game.
I'll never say it. I hardly talk in Overwatch matches.
Oh, I'm fucking raging. Like, if something's not... That's fucking gay. It pissed me off. I was like, alright, we had a good comp. I was like, it was like 2-2-2. It was a 2-2-2. It was working well. I'm like,
For those who don't know, it's 2 support, 2 tank, 2 DPS, which is damage per second.
Which is probably the best thing you can go with. Except the early days of Overwatch, and it was 3 tanks, 1 DPS, and 2 healers. And Roadhog.
That's a thing.
Because Roadhog was disgustingly broken.
That sounds horrible. Sounds like a horrible comp. Anyway, go ahead.
Now you look at, well, back in the day, because I was around for, like, Season 2. So I was around when that was a big meta.
I didn't come in until, like, after the first Summer Games.
Okay, yeah. But, yeah, Roadhog's range on his hook, it seems stupid now. It was more stupid back then.
That was horrible back then.
And,
my light was on for apparent reason. Actually, I know why it was on. Never mind.
And, yeah, he just one-shot. At certain times, you could one-shot Zarya.
But, once they changed that...
Yeah, that's
people were going apeshit on them.
That's when it mainly became 2-2-2. And I'm thankful for that, because I've always enjoyed the 2-2-2 comp. But I was a filthy Roadhog back in my days.
I'm starting to get into Roadhog, even...
I like Roadhog. I like him. Cool now. I mean, you can still kind of one-shot if you...
Pops right there.
Justin, you don't have to fucks with your Fox.
What?
Pop collection.
Oh, my pop collection is... Compared to a lot of people, it's, like, insane.
And I'll probably go to Zack Ryder's house and get shit on.
Oh, fuck.
I think we both would.
Have you seen his collection?
I haven't seen it in full, but I should follow him on Twitter.
It's a fucking... Oof. Yeah.
Hashtag push Zack Ryder. Anyway.
I feel like no, they're not gonna do it anytime soon. Never mind.
They'll never. I don't think Zack Ryder's ever getting a push.
Bye, Amy.
I think that's another thing, wrestling. You don't push the guy they want.
Oh, people get insanely butthurt about it.
But then
there's times where I agree with it.
That was me when Dean was, like, hot.
Dean Ambrose?
When he was hot. Well, I'm pretty sure you just think he's hot in general, but, like, when he was, like, legit, like...
Why do you think I watch wrestling? No, I'm kidding.
Just for Dean?
No, I'm kidding. No, well,
he hasn't been back for... Is he back?
No, they're saying he won't be back till... They want to push it to pre-SummerSlam, but they're saying most likely after.
After SummerSlam?
Because I found out that he re-tore his pectoral muscle. Or,
I wonder why this motherfucker was out for, like...
He re-tore it. Like, he was training it, and then he tore it again.
Fuck. Okay, I was wondering why he was out for so long.
We'll talk after the podcast.
Yeah. But, that we can save it for the pop-up wrestling podcast. Probably next week, because Oscar will be lazy again.
That's true. Well, then we'll have to somehow get away to either Yoshi's house or just do the call thing.
We'll do the call thing, because it worked out pretty well for the Deadpool one.
But yeah, I mean...
If you're hearing this, Mr. Johnson, yes, that means you probably will be on standby.
We'll ask you soon.
Yeah. I can probably ask you... I'll ask you tomorrow at work.
Yeah. But, I mean, yeah, toxic people and fandoms, I mean, they're not going to go away.
They never will.
I think the best thing we can do is just...
Ignore them.
Either ignore them, or just deal with the fact that they're there.
What was that Harvey Dent quote? You either die a hero, or live long enough to see yourself become a villain. I think it's how it works, honestly. I think the more you're into a fandom, like, I'm not saying don't join one, or be part of one. But I think the more you're in it, the more you slightly become toxic with it.
Yeah, you're not wrong. I mean...
Admission, sorry. I don't know. Okay. Weird.
I don't know. I think once you get into a fandom... You, like, start to get really into it. Mm-hmm. And then... It'll eventually die down, but you're still into it. But then... There's cases where... It doesn't die down. It actually gets even worse. Take my Funko Pop collection, for example. And then, you know, it just...
There goes. Flexing it again.
I'm sorry. It's amazing. It's a great example, though. But yeah, I mean... Let's just sum it all up. Are there toxic people in the communities? Yes. Are they a bad thing? Yes. Should we deal with them? I think we should. We shouldn't have to, but we do, and we should.
I'm ready.
Don't do it.
Yeah, I'm gonna pull the trigger on this mercy gun right here.
Okay.
They get trolls too. People who do it just for the
reaction.
Oh,
trolls are one of
them. People who do it just for the reaction. I'm like that, sometimes.
Yeah, there's different levels of...
Well, then people do it to me, and I get mad. Like, oh, remember when Woody ripped his arm in the third movie? I'm like, shut the fuck up. What the second?
No, but like I said, I mean, there's not much you can do about toxic people. I think we just kind of have to deal with it. But to be honest, to me though, I think toxic people do, like, help make the community strive in a weird, awkward way. Am I wrong?
It brings light to the community, and it might be like, oh, they're toxic, and people might actually look into the community and be like, oh, this is actually kind of cool if you look past the toxicity.
I think just it draws... I think that... Honestly, I feel like we do need toxic people. Even though it's such a horrible thing, I think we do need them.
I could agree to an extent. I think...
Yeah. No, there's a certain extent where we could use them, but that's about it.
Then the rest is like, get out.
Get out, yeah.
Stop. I'll shoot this mercy gun at you.
Yeah, I mean, anything else to add to that? Not much.
Not too much. I mean, we can go on about toxic communities, really.
We can go on for a lot more, but we pretty much covered everything.
Did we?
Yeah.
Are there some fandoms that we didn't cover that we're into? The Avatar one could be pretty bad. But it's not really Avatar, it's more Korra.
Any anime fandoms, honestly.
Yeah.
Anime is such an underrated fandom that, like, it's very defensive.
Very.
I have a couple friends that are like that, but...
I don't even really watch Dragon Ball Z and Super and the old Dragon Ball.
I didn't mean to watch it, but, like, I don't really know how, so...
Well, I mean, you could start off with Dragon Ball if you really wanted to. That's when they're, like, younger. Or you can just go into Z. That's like the most, probably the more well-known one.
Eh, I'll figure it out.
Vagina.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much it. I mean, one thing that does make me mad is when people attack the developers. Or like...
Oh, but it's cool when you guys want to make someone gay. To attack them. Don't stare at me like that.
Alright, well, what gun?
No, I'm not wrong.
I mean, I don't do it. I personally don't do it. I don't attack them. I don't say anything bad about them.
Exactly. If you just... They wanted to make them...
I personally don't.
They also
I don't know about other people.
You probably want to make Rocket, like...
Jesus, kid.
You probably want a gay Pokemon. Or is that already a thing?
I'm pretty sure it's a thing. I can probably find a couple that are close to it.
I mean, people call them Jinx, so... Like, what's it called, Jinx? Heard it before.
It was a racist. She's a racist Pokemon. She was.
Well, people called it racist, and then they called her, like, a drag queen.
That would be a really good podcast. Controversies in like, mainstream, like, shows and such.
I don't watch that many shows. I do watch a lot of mainstream shows. Everybody else kind of coming to light. I finally watched season 4 of Flash. I need to catch up on Arrow.
I'm doing that, too. I've, like, been lagging on it.
So I'm, like, season 5.
Yeah.
So I have season 5 and 6 to watch.
I mean, that's pretty much it for the... That's pretty much it.
Ugh. Any other topic you want to randomly bring in? We can probably squeeze in some more.
Not really, honestly. It's kind of just... That was pretty much it. Doesn't have to be a long one.
Huh?
Doesn't have to be a long one.
It's not wrong. But I also kind of want to do a long one. I don't know. I can't squeeze anything. I can't think of anything.
I can't think of anything either.
Fuck.
I think it might be it, guys. It was a good conversation.
It was, I guess. No one show up. Oscar. Mike. Liana. Somewhere in your grave.
Yeah, that's another thing, too. Like, we plan these the day before. Or the day of. We don't really know what we're talking about until, like...
Yeah, a lot of this is improv.
A lot of it is. You guys can probably tell, but to be honest with me, I think it's more genuine like that.
Yeah, I like it. I think the day we plan something is going to be... Like, I mean, I guess we did plan some things, but that was just like...
We planned the beginning.
Make your fucking list, and if you don't make your fucking list, you better hurry up.
Yeah. I don't know.
I want to do another list podcast pretty soon. I just don't know, like, top 10 of what, though.
Well, I could probably figure it out.
Because we could add Incredibles 2 to the Pixar one. We should redo the Pixar one. Just for one fucking movie.
Jesus.
The Pixar one's one of my favorite ones to do, though.
I think the Pixar one was the longest podcast we've ever done.
It is the longest podcast we've ever done. I think it's honestly our best.
If you guys sat through that one, congratulations, because Jesus. I saw my list, too.
I did throw an Incredibles 2 into my list.
Where'd you put it on?
It is my 6.
Is it really?
It bumped down Nemo.
Have we reviewed Incredibles 2?
No, we haven't. To do it right now?
I'd rather wait for everyone else, though.
I don't think Mikey or... Honestly, if you don't take Oscar to go see a movie, he's not going to go see it by himself. That's honestly how it is. I'm like, Oscar, you need to go see Ant-Man. Oh, soon. He's lazy as shit.
I haven't seen it. I haven't seen the first Ant-Man yet, either.
Watch that one.
Where?
Pitch anywhere.
I'm not going to go on one of those illegal sites.
Why not?
Because I want viruses.
Do it on your, like, PS4. Oh, you guys can't get viruses on PS4. That's an L.
I'll figure it out.
I'll find somewhere.
Maybe it's like Moana. It's on a porn website.
You never know. Anything gets over. I'm going to check Pornhub right now.
Okay. You know what, guys? I think that's pretty much it for this week. We appreciate you guys tuning in. Next week we'll figure something out.
If no one's here, it's most likely gonna be a little pop-up. I don't know. Pop-up one with Yoshi Johnson and some probably talking about.
And if that falls through, then we'll figure it out.
Yeah, if that doesn't happen, then we'll have to find it.
I've been Justin.
This is James.
And we'll see you guys next week.
This is a lot of big tits and blowjobs.
Okay, we're done.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.